Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Southern Illinois University at Carbondale is enjoying a resurgence. That's my old school. Austin Lane is the chancellor there. Mr. Lane, this is John. You're on WGN. How are you?
Oh, I am doing great. It's a beautiful day here in Chicago, and the Salukis have been taking it over, so thanks for having me.
Yeah, there's flags up. I know you've been talking to community college representatives and high schools in the area, selling SIU Carbondale. What's the big sell? What's positive about SIUC right now?
I tell you what, our enrollment's the highest it's been in 33 years. We just experienced an almost 4% increase in our enrollment, so we're excited. That for us was pretty big, given some of the numbers years ago that started to decline. Our transfer rates are up. Our graduate student rates are up. We welcome 431 new Salukis. And as most institutions, unfortunately, across the state are seeing some declines in enrollment, we're fortunate and we're seeing increases. And so excited, very excited, and just looking forward to bringing more students from Chicago down to Carbondale.
Yeah. Amen to that. Because to me, from the Chicago area, it's far enough away that you're not going to come home every weekend. You are away to school, but you're in state for tuition. You're still in a place familiar with. And then there's this Saluki commitment program. What is that all about?
I tell you what, you're right. Parents can't sneak up on you, right? 4 or 5 hours away. They can't sneak up on you far enough away. You get home. We have Amtrak. We have a plane now that comes back and forth. Saluki commitment, the beauty of that commitment for the listeners, if there's a combined household income of $103,000 and below, your tuition and fees are covered. So think about the advantage of staying in the state. When you leave the state, you lose that advantage. There's no reason to go out of state. So you think about it. If a family is under that threshold, their tuition and fees are covered. And that also works as a Saluki transfer commitment. So as we go to Harper and College of DuPage and Oakton, that commitment works the same way with students that start at those community colleges and then come down to Carbondale. And so it's a win-win, and that's our effort, is to keep more students right here in the state of Illinois, and that's why we've been putting our flag in the ground in Chicago and across the state to make sure students and parents and families know about that.
So I'll still pay room and board, but you'll cover tuition and fees under $103,000.
We'll cover tuition fees under that. And also we have scholarships. So that's the other piece that a lot of students forget about. We've got scholarships that if you don't have everything else covered, there are other ways, whether it's through their academic accomplishments that they've achieved. We left $10 million on the table a year ago because we didn't disperse it right to those students that were coming in. We're doing a much better job making sure students are aware of their scholarship opportunities. And notice I haven't mentioned the word loan one time.
Well, Chancellor Lane, I'm sure you've crunched the numbers on this, but it seems to me like you should charge the kids to go to school. That's how you run. So you're good, all right? You can pull this off?
Well, you know what's the beauty of how we package? So I'll give an example. Thanks to our state legislators, our MAP grants and AIM High scholarships have increased. So if you think about it, when students apply for their financial aid, right, it tells us what they're eligible for. The state has a benefit. That's the MAP grant. That's not a loan. There's AIM High for high-achieving students. We apply those first, right? And that's money that comes to the institution.
I see.
Right? So that's what helps us pay for things. And then on top of that, if students are eligible for Pell Grants or anything that they may get from the federal government, we apply that to the structure that in the award structure, right? And so really what we're doing is coming up with a last dollar amount, which is very minimal for us, which is what allows that Saluki commitment to work.
I lived at Thompson Point in Brownwall.
Oh, beautiful.
And I don't know if there are many prettier places to live and go to school in the state than in that beautiful wooded lake area you have right on campus.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's so beautiful. When we get students on campus in Southern Illinois, as you know, when they set foot on campus, they're sold. And that's the piece for us, is that it's an educational oasis. We've got a campus lake. We've got deer walking around almost like they're humans. You know, I mean, it's just a beautiful campus. And the climate. Climate's a little different. I will say, I've been there 4 years now, and it's not Chicago. I mean, it's pretty cold up here. We tend to get that little southern breeze that comes up from Tennessee and maybe even a little bit of Arkansas and Texas. So it's a little warmer down there as well. But I always say the sun is always shining in southern Illinois. It's just a beautiful place.
It's a different culture. It's more relaxed. And yet there's an institution of higher learning. It's SIU Carbondale. You can click on siu.edu to find out more about the Saluki Commitment Program. $103,000 threshold sounds high. Sounds like something worth exploring. Good luck to you and all our fellow Salukis, Chancellor.
Thank you so much. And again, we're looking forward for Chicago students to be down at Southern. Go Dawgs.